President Bush today gave his response to a report by a presidential commission that's charged with studying U.S. intelligence failures.
Commission report delivers a sharp critique of the way intelligence has been collected and analyzed against some of the most difficult intelligence targets, especially Iraq. To win the war on terror, we will correct what needs to be fixed.
The commission issued its report earlier today after 14 months of deliberations. The Commission on the Intelligence Capabilities of the United States Regarding Weapons of Mass Destruction was set up in response to criticism of the quality of intelligence provided before the war in Iraq. It also looked at the intelligence record on North Korea and Iran. NPR's Mike Schuster's been studying the report so far. Mike, you're here. What did the report say about the intelligence on Iraq, intelligence that was used to justify the military intervention there 2 years ago?
Well, Alex, one of the key focuses of the report is on the National Intelligence Estimate of October 2002, and this was the basic intelligence about what Iraq, the intelligence community believed Iraq had by way of weapons of mass destruction. It says that that National Intelligence Estimate was almost completely wrong, riddled throughout with errors. It relied on bad intelligence information and then fell back on old assumptions to fill in the gaps, and any new intelligence that the intelligence community was coming up with was simply used to bolster old beliefs. It disregarded intelligence that pointed in other directions. And it said, as bad as that intelligence estimate was, there was also a great deal lacking in the president's daily briefs. These are the intelligence community's daily briefs to the president every day and to senior executive intelligence briefs that were even more alarmist and less nuanced. The commission says these things were used to sell intelligence with headlines to keep the, quote, first customer, meaning the president, interested, and they were disastrously one-sided. I'll give just two more examples. It focused on two key intelligence issues on Iraq. One, the infamous aluminum tubes, which were argued about whether they were for missiles or for uranium enrichment. There were dissents in the intelligence community on this at State Department and the Department of Energy, but they never made it into the analysis. And it goes into a lengthy and fascinating story about an intelligence source in Iraq named Curveball, who was brought to the Americans by the Germans. The Defense Intelligence Agency said this guy had the goods on mobile intelligence laboratories. It turned out he was lying. The CIA figured he was lying. The Defense Intelligence Agency didn't like that. But his information, Curveball's information, ended up in the National Intelligence Estimate and backed up Secretary of State Powell's discussion at the UN Security Council right before the war.
Really, utterly damning reports from this thing. They also wrote about Iran and North Korea. What, do things look any better there?
Well, we don't know. There's a thorough assessment of Iran and North Korea's nuclear programs and other illicit weapons programs, but it remains classified. The commission's report focuses on 11 findings, but we can't know what they are because they're all classified. The report does say, though, that across the board, the intelligence community, and this is a quote now, the intelligence community knows disturbingly little about the nuclear programs of many of the world's most dangerous actors, and in some cases it knows less now than it did 5 or 10 years ago.
The adjectives that you're using, disturbingly little, most government reports have a sort of neutral, even tone to them. It sounds as though this one a little more...
It's very sharp. The language is very blunt and candid, using the words like dead wrong judgment about Iraqi intelligence. But there's another voice that comes through. It's one of concern about the seriousness of the problem and the dangers to the United States. And it's respectful of these huge challenges that the intelligence community is facing. I'll point out one other thing. Occasionally, there are hints of a wider problem that the commission didn't study, how policymakers used the intelligence they were presented with and whether they politicized the intelligence. The commission says it wasn't charged with studying this, but then it does go on to say that it's hard to deny the conclusion that intelligence analysts worked in an environment that did not encourage skepticism about conventional wisdom.
We're in the midst of a whole effort to rework the national intelligence estimates. Any advice on that from this commission?
Many recommendations, too many to specify right here. Some really interesting things, a couple of interesting things. It says there should be an open sources directorate, that the intelligence world doesn't use enough information and analysis from open sources, not secret information. They rely too much on secret information that's often wrong and not enough on open source information that's quite right.
NPR's Mike Schuster. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome, Alex.